A remarkable example to us all. Your message from your Chief Executive, Major General Retired, Nick Kaplan, CB. It is with great sadness that I write this piece, which marks the loss of our sovereign, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. I suspect that we will all remember where we were and what we were doing when we heard the news of her death. Whilst I was, of course, aware that her health had been deteriorating, and also that there were heightened health concerns that day, still the news came as a real shock. For a while, I was lost for words. I was given the news whilst holding a meeting with a staff colleague in our headquarters in Queen's Square. Later that evening, whilst walking through the centre of London with an American colleague, I tried rather inadequately to explain to him just how significant an event this was and how deeply she would be missed by the nation. As if proving my point, we arrived at Piccadilly Circus to see a large picture tribute to the Queen that dominated the scene. Crowds stood silently around the streets, taking in the image in front of them, beginning their process of digesting the news and reflecting on a most remarkable life and example. Walking back through Piccadilly Circus early the following morning, still people stood silently, deep in their own thoughts. Whatever the following days, weeks, years would bring, life would never be quite the same. Many of our members were alive at the time of her accession in 1952 and her coronation the following year. For most of our staff, Queen Elizabeth has been the only sovereign that they have ever known. For all of us, she has provided constancy in support, always there, always dedicated to the service of others, no matter class, creed or colour. From a young age, she dedicated her life to the oath that she made to her people. She has been our rock, our reassurance, our inspiration, fulfilling this role for over 70 years through remarkable change. For those who've served in the armed forces, she's had additional significance. She has been our Commander-in-Chief, to whom we swore our support through the oath of allegiance. I swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors, and that I will, as in duty bound, honestly and faithfully defend Her Majesty, her heirs and successors in person, crown and dignity against all enemies, and will observe and obey all orders of Her Majesty, her heirs and successors, and of the officers set over me. More than a collection of words spoken or recorded on paper, this oath establishes the bond between the military and their sovereign, requiring a degree of self-sacrifice from us all. Ultimately, it may require the military to lay down their lives. It has provided the driving purpose and strength for us when deploying on military operations to win, establish, and maintain peace. Queen Elizabeth has been that purpose and strength, helping us all through difficult days. Imagine the delight across our charity when in 1952, Her Majesty became patron of St Dunstan's after the death of our previous patron, her father, King George VI. With her patronage and support, we will have been emboldened in our vital work supporting blind veterans from the two world wars and beyond. She will have been the constant touchstone for us in a relationship that evolved and developed over the decades to come. Our archives reveal the laughter and joy that surrounded her visits to the charity and receptions at royal palaces. As we approached our centenary in 2015, it was the decision of Her Majesty that Her Royal Highness the Countess of Wessex should host our royal garden party, thus starting the relationship that was formalised the following year when our royal patronage was formally transferred. Many of us will have our own personal memories of Queen Elizabeth, whether just a view from afar at the cenotaph or part of a crowd at a state or civic event. Some will have met her at charity events where she will have paid tribute to the work of others and where her presence will have made lifelong memories for all present. I only met her once whilst commanding the regiment in Suffolk. I'd been advised that the aircraft carrying her and Prince Philip would be landing at Wattisham Airfield, and I was required to ensure they were able to safely and quickly proceed on their journey by car. Thus I found myself on a grey and wet morning waiting for the RAF HS145 to land and taxi to the aircraft dispersal. It halted in front of me, the door opened, and the aircraft steps were deployed. First out of the door was an RAF steward. Next came the Royal Umbrella, and then I saw the Queen. All of the nerves, what to say, how to act, disappeared when I saw her beaming smile. We had a delightful chat about the weather, while it was raining, the joys of Suffolk, and the work of the regiment. Then there followed an interesting discussion between her and Prince Philip about who should sit in the front seat of the Range Rover. Decision made, they mounted up and drove away. A brief encounter, yet I was left with a smile on my face and a delightful insight into a very human and remarkable woman. May she rest in peace with our heartfelt and grateful thanks for all that she has given and done for us over 70 years of public service.